This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
You are listening to Hide and Seek on 94.9, the Radiothon edition. And this night we're broadcasting from Studio 1 and Studio 3 here at Level 9, 225 Bourke Street.
So go online, joy.org.au, and become a member. Or you can phone our phone room.
1-300-JOY-949.
Seamless.
That's 1-300-569-949.
How else can we do that, James?
We can head to the website, joy.org.au, and you can fill out your membership online.
And how much does it cost, James?
It is $72 for a full and $36 for a concession, or if you're under 18, only $22.
Joining and if you're a family, it's 96. And we have a very broad definition
up,
of
Abby.
The word family.
Shush. Joining us here in the studio is two of the men of the moment. They are Dirk Kaber and Jesse Jackman. They are porn stars with Titan Men, who I have got a relationship with going way, way, way back. Gentlemen, welcome to Hide and Seek on a night that you probably wish you hadn't turned up.
Oh no, we're enjoying the chaos. Awesome.
The night is young.
It's downhill from here. Congratulations on coming out. It's wonderful to have you both here. And you've been doing a little bit of work in the sector for VAC thus far. Tell us how that's going.
Oh, it's going absolutely brilliantly. We've been here about a week so far, and we've done a number of seminars, discussions, some demos on safer sex practices, and we're having a...
Okay, right, let's stop there. Demos on safer sex practices. What does that entail?
Well, in my case, it was a couple of BDSM demos, particularly for hot wax and other temperature play, ways to do this safely without setting fire to people's hair or whatever else that might happen, how to treat, you know, first-degree burns, as that often happens, and more severe burns, which should not happen if you are doing it carefully and well. And then also sounding, which is kind of a much less messy practice, but because the urethra is as delicate as it is,
you want to get it right.
Exactly, cleanliness is everything, and a lot of people don't understand exactly how much is involved with that.
Yeah. Dirk, for our listeners who use Hide and Seek as an educational tool, will you let them briefly know what sounding is?
Sounding is the insertion of either long metal or silicone rods up into the urethra of your penis.
Now, you've given that particular workshop, so we don't have to go along. So give us the abbreviated version. You made a particular reference, I guess, to hygiene in this space. So it's a question we get asked all the time on this show. We want someone who's an expert on sounding to come and talk about it. And so we've got one. Give it to us, baby.
Cleanliness, cleanliness, cleanliness. Your sounds, you want to choose something utterly smooth, utterly, you know, do not go with cheap sounds. Do not use anything else because the urethra is very easy to tear. And
the old
small
Bic
roughness. Bic pens are exactly out.
You just
hear
checking.
All sorts of things about people using chopsticks or
anything
knitting
with a
needles.
Seam on it.
Anything with a seam, anything with a coating that may rupture or crack, you may not be able to see those cracks, and there's still enough to actually cause lacerations.
Hey, if you've got a nickel allergy, it might not be great to use something coated in nickel.
This is exactly right.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, good quality sounds are coated in chrome or in surgical quality stainless steel, yes.
Or silicon, which is inert.
Yes.
And don't have a seam.
Exactly right.
Thank you very much.
I'm a little bit confused when you say cleanliness of the urethra. Like, how do you
clean
that
the
out?
Urethra?
Well, the urethra.
Great question, James.
Urethra itself is self-flushing. You are constantly sending liquid out through it, hopefully.
That's what I thought.
And most of that liquid is, in fact, sterile. The urethra, because it is a part of the body which is used to outward motion and is not built to accommodate inward motion, does not have the antipathogenic qualities.
So the clean bit is about the inward bit, not the outward
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. It's what you're sticking up inside of it. So you want to sterilize.
I've learned so much already.
So did you guys learn this on the job as Titan Man, or did you? Were you interested prior?
I have trouble even listening to this conversation. Sounding really, really, really creeps me out. So I'm Dirk. All yours.
Well, sounding is one of the few things I really have difficulty doing to myself. I can get one about 3 inches into me, and my whole body goes into revulse mode. Which, in the course of demonstrating it the other day over at where were we?
Yeah. But if somebody else is doing it,
same problem a lot of the time. No, it's something about the way that I'm actually built inside that actually causes problems, and I just can't do it.
Jesse, I'm glad you brought that up, because there will be a percentage of listeners who, like yourself, who will be like, oh my God, their legs are crossed as we speak. So what's your thing?
Oh, geez.
But good quality sex.
Yes, good quality sex is my thing. I have a bit of a sports fetish, I would say, would be my big thing. Dirk and I actually shot a film together that was a locker room scene with rugby gear, rugby equipment. And I used to play rugby, so that's great. I'm going to be filming another sports-related scene that I can't really talk about. So anything sports gear-related is sort of my fetish. Sexual practices-wise, not so much.
Sorry, to move on from sports. We'll come back to that. Back to the sounding.
The important things in life.
I can't see how it could be that pleasurable. What's so pleasurable about the sounding?
It feels amazing, James.
Right. That was RV, not one of our guests, by the way.
I don't know where that came from.
I was channeling my inner American Pig. Porn star there.
Yeah, right.
There are two answers to that. One is that it's on a BDSM level, it's a mind fuck. You're used to your penis as being the penetrator, the dominant thing that goes inside of something else. And here's a moment where something is going inside of your penis. And that's kind of all backwards and wrong. The other half of it is not so much the penis itself, but if you go past that and start to run that rod past your prostate inside, it is right next to the prostate as it curls around the urethra and up towards the bladder. And with that,
you can really stimulate
that. I've never gotten it that far, so I just can't tell you.
Well,
I've done it to other guys.
Okay. I've had it done both medically and sexually.
And with a Bic pen?
No.
Okay.
No.
That was a strange doctor.
No. And I can say medically, it's not a great lot of fun, because it's probably done for a reason. You know, that's to let the bladder run free, and that's the purpose of that. Sexually,
not for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, look, shut up and fist me. we've got some members come through on 0427JOY949.
We have, first off, a message from Joe, who does waxing for a living. He wants to know if he's perhaps not charging enough, given that it's also a fetish. we've had new members. Peter from North Melbourne has joined. Andrew from Bundoora has joined. See, we get out to the suburbs as well. And David from Callista has joined. So welcome. And David mentions he's also our podcaster, so we have a huge thank you for David for podcasting. And he wants to tell us to stop lip smacking against the mics because he's gotten tired of editing them out of our podcast.
Oh, you mean like
yes, those ones.
That one.
David does an amazing.
It's actually a bitch to edit, I've got to say.
But I must say, David does an amazing job of editing our podcast, because every week he actually edits all the ums and ahs and breaks
that is
and pauses.
Radio gold.
We're going to sound so much better on the podcast.
You'll
guys.
Sound better when I turn the volume down on your input. You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy Radiothon Edition. Sign up and become a member.
Joy 94.9.
You are on Hide and Seek, the special Radiothon Edition with a full studio of the full Hide and Seek.
So
cast.
Full that we've gone to two studios.
We are in two studios tonight. Dean, James, RV and Andrew the Apprentice, myself, are here. We are joined by two Titan men, Dirk and Jesse. And guys, you guys are also in a relationship.
Surprise.
How do you fall in love on a porn set? Isn't that like the first rule of Fight Club?
We were actually warned against it. We were told that porn stars do not tend to do well in relationships together, not because of any sexual jealousy, but because of professional jealousy, that at any given moment, one of us would be, you know, work comes in waves. Yeah. At one particular moment, one of us would be on the ascendant and the other one would be looking at a dry spell.
But as you both know, it's not about the money, it's about the ego. because if you did it for money, you'd
be sorely disappointed.
You'd be sorely disappointed.
It's not like the heady days of, 20, 25 years ago. It's not any way to make a living.
I often say that to people and they go, oh, you're so wrong, Sarah. I was like, I know a little bit about it.
They're all 25 years old when they say that.
Yeah, totally.
You'd have to be working almost every day in order to make a living wage these days.
And it's a great marketing tool if you have other exploits that you use to sell your services elsewhere.
It is.
How many movies would you be making a year, though?
Well, I only make about a half a dozen movies a year, personally, I started off at 8, and now I'm down to about 6, which is by choice. I mean, I
have 8 years of age. I just want that note.
Oh, no, exactly. No. I started off at 8 films a year, but I have a full-time day job. I have a desk job, and so I have to take time off from work in order to go do it. I can't really afford to be taking more time than that to do scenes. 6 or 8 scenes a year is plenty for me.
I do a few more. I do 20 a year on average.
Yeah.
And but I mean, my day job is as a classical musician, so I'm a lot more flexible time-wise. And but yeah, that's where my majority of my income is from the music.
How do you balance that whole duality of life? The porn star life and the musician or the whatever it is you do.
Engineer.
Yep.
I think it's the diversity of it which enriches life, that, you get to do a variety of things. I thrive on having my thumbs in as many different pies or as many different assholes as I can get them.
James, over to you. We just got a message in from the UK.
Yes, that's right. Kathy has sent an email in onair@joy.org.au and asks, what's the secret to making the relationship work, especially living as you do in the limelight?
Communication.
Yeah, we only have one rule in our relationship, and it's a pretty hard and fast rule. It is never bring home anything you don't want to share.
I like that.
Very good.
And when you run your relationship based on that rule, you'd be surprised how many things just sort of fall into place.
How many layers of meaning that can have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm going to write that down.
You can get it embroidered on a pillow.
There we go. I think the other half of it is, so much of our life does revolve around sex with these little hobbies of ours, making sure we always have sex for each other, with each other. This is of vital importance.
I get the impression that, because for, let's just say, run-of-the-mill people who have, normal jobs, they get so much out
like
of
sex. Like
your
new job.
Yeah. Whereas perhaps you guys are actually turned on by different things like cooking each other dinner. Like, it's like the complete opposite.
I don't cook.
I do.
Thank goodness Dirk does the cooking, because I was just microwave dinners and that's pretty much it before he
Not
came
with
along.
A body like that you weren't, honey.
The George Foreman grill did him good. Yeah.
Does it get confusing juggling the names and the personas and the worlds? Between the two of you?
Not confusing so much. There isn't much by way of actual persona. What you see in terms of Dirk and Jesse is pretty much who we are. We don't have to, take the mask off and put it back on all that very much. And we've been working really hard to make that happen that way. We want to make sure that people see the fact that we are, in fact, real people, just like anyone else out there. We have sex like everyone else. We just happen to do it occasionally in front of a camera.
And I imagine that's about owning that space for you both. And therefore, there's no leverage that anyone can have over you.
Well, that's pretty much it, too, is there's no deep, dark side to anything that's seamy underbelly or anything. Yeah.
Mm. We've got a message in here on Twitter, actually, from Tennille that says, you've taught me so much about docking and sounding. I can use neither, but I won't look silly at the next Dean Beck dinner party.
And a very big kiss to you, Tennille, who, if it's the Tennille, I think it is the festival director of Melbourne's largest gay and lesbian festival. Just, gentlemen, for your reference, and I'll get her later. But
I actually had a question about Ned. Considering you brought it up, Dean.
Yes.
We're told the old joke, so I'm guessing that Dirk grew up on Dirk Street with a pet named Kaba, or grew up on Dirk Street with a. Anyway, is there a science behind porn names. You know, we have the jokes about this is your drag
name. I'll tell you mine in a minute.
There you go.
That there honestly is, it's a fairly sizable process anytime someone starts to think about it in terms of what they're going to choose. Mine, I had an ex who was in the industry, Mike Drayton. We were in the Raging Stallion studios when he was filming with them, and they approached him and said, we're doing this series of porn stars and their real life boyfriends. Would your boyfriend be interested in doing it? And I looked at my, at that point, still very chubby self and said, ha, no. And but we got to talking about what my name would be. And I'm a Scotiaphile. I love most things Scotland. I'm mostly Scottish in ancestry. We'd been up to the Highland Games.
There's a little hint for newcomers who haven't seen any of his work.
Or seen me running around in a kilt or anything like that. We'd been up to the Highland Games in Ithaca, New York, and so Mike says, that thing, the great big wooden thing that they throw, what's that called again? Mm-hmm. It's a caber. He says, perfect last name. And when you're wearing, you know, when you're wearing the full regalia, what's the big sword called? Not the little sword that does the sock, but the big sword down by the side. It's the dirk. So he got Dirk Caber, and I thought, well, that's kind of cute,
pretty good. You know,
if I ever needed it.
That's perfect.
And a year or two later, I actually
So, Mr. Jackman.
Yes, sir.
What is
Miss Jackman, if you're nasty.
What's your excuse?
Actually, Jesse is my real first name.
Okay, yeah.
And that was that a... Helps. That it helps mostly. The only situation in which it doesn't help is if someone comes up to you on the street and says, are you Billy, if that were my porn name, I would know immediately how they know me, whether it's from a friend of a friend or from the movies. And I would know how to react. Now, if they say, are you Jesse? Then I really don't know.
Yeah, but Jesse am I?
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll drop little hints. It's like, oh, very nice to meet you. Have we met before? And I don't know.
Us, you are Hugh's cousin, and we're happy with that.
Thank you.
Jackman, James, you don't look surprised. Hugh Jackman, have you heard? Yeah, okay, cool.
Wait, are you joking?
Vasco Myers.
Hugh Jackman. All right, don't worry.
Vasco Myers is my name.
Oh, that's yours.
Vasco Myers.
That's good. I like that.
Your dog's name was Vasco?
Was my dog.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I would be Bubbles Oscar if that was. If I followed the formula.
Alexander Agamemnicus. Yes.
I think that's your drag name.
Bubbles Oscar?
Or Oscar Myers, which was my cat. So we might.
There we go.
I have a better drag name because I'd be Bubbles Townsend.
You're Bubbles too. Awesome.
I'm Bubbles, yeah.
That's great.
I'm Sasha Silverdoll. So
there
we go.
Which would be great if you were a drag queen.
I know. Now, of course, we are joined in the studio by Dirk and Jesse, as we've just learned. It is Radiothon, so we want you to join up and become a Joy member. Go to joy.org.au.
Have we had any members yet?
We have. We just had one from Stephen from Brooklyn.
Thank you, Stephen. We are most appreciative.
Or you can also ring our phone room. Because the people are out there
waiting for your call.
David
is out there. Our podcast
is
out there waiting.
That's right. So give us a call, 1-300-JOY-949.
You know, for 6 years, we've been giving you the best that we can insofar as conversation and information around sex and sexuality. It's very important that this station continues so that we can do that and so that this show can continue to succeed as the number one listened to podcast in community radio right around the country. It's a big call.
It's a pretty big call.
And Avi Miller, our statistician, can confirm it.
I wasn't listening to you. Sorry, Dean. What am I confirming? I can neither confirm nor deny.
Most popular podcast.
Oh, no, not anymore. No.
Hide and seek. Joy
94.9. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Amazingly, Dean has let me back on air.
I'm very impressed.
It is Radiothon, so get your credit cards out. Hop online to joy.org.au. Fire up the digits.
I need you to find me a new stat that I can run with because I'm feeling very deflated.
Well, we
longest serving sex show on community radio.
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay, right.
Cool. Yeah. We asked, you know, the nice thing is we have approved a much larger packet of podcast analytics, so who knows, our library could be bigger. Our library is bigger, there you
go, Dean. If only we could afford to have that analysis on a weekly basis.
Well, there you go. As part of Radiothon, you can also call 1-300-JOY-949 and one of the lovely phone people will take your membership.
Now,
we've got two guests.
We do have two guests.
They've come all the way just for this show.
From Titan Men, Dirk and Jesse are with us. Now, guys, as we were saying before, you guys travel around and...
Fucking.
And also educating. Mm-hmm. This show's been going for 6 years mm-hmm. now, Dean. Educating.
In a couple of weeks.
Not quite fucking, but certainly educating.
Oh, a bit of that.
A bit of that on the side. what are some of the biggest questions you guys get from the general public?
Oh, one of the very common ones is, how do I become a porn star?
Yeah.
And
does that bore you? Just I start with looking
no.
pretty.
No, but there's always so many misconceptions as to what that means.
A big one
being that, can I make this my career? And as we already covered, it's like it isn't a career. Yeah. Don't give up your day job yet. Mm-hmm. You have to do it for the love of doing it, not because you think you're actually going to get
anywhere. And if you get 18 months, you're a lucky man. Yeah. Most people don't get that.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I think the average porn career is about 2 years now, at least in the gay side of the industry. Okay. And I feel like an old man having done it for four.
Is it easier or harder to get into what I'll term niche porn? S&M porn or BDSM or the fetish stuff, is that easier or more difficult?
I think it depends on your background within it. It's I was actually recruited for it. Titan came after me because I had a reputation in New York for not only knowing my stuff, but actually teaching it. Mm. It's however a very small niche. There are not very many studios that do the really hardcore stuff, and probably fewer now than there were when I started out 5 years ago.
And very few that do it well.
Entirely true, too. So, in fact, I have a difficulty sometimes watching what I see as how they edit it together. If you're so worried about showing safer sex with condoms, by the time you've edited together that particular scene with the suspension bondage and all this other stuff, if somebody were to duplicate some of that on a regular person in real time, you could actually hurt that person doing that. There's, you know, I've always had a hesitation about
it. I agree with that. And that goes so far as some of the, even some of the fisting scenes that you see. You don't see the warm-up. You don't see the prelude. You don't see anything.
The rest's partway through.
And it's just like, dive in, go hard, go deep. And it's like, you know what? There are very few people on the planet that... without a lot of chemical assistance can achieve that.
There should
be that
line, like on mirrors, you know, objects on this video may appear faster than they really are.
Well, yes, I think in many cases there have been far too many lines on mirrors, but and that's been edited out too.
But that's just you know, porn is about fantasy. It's not about reality. And in terms of what you're watching on the screen, it's nice to think that that's hot and all that stuff, but you've still got to keep your feet in your own reality as to what's safe and what you need to do to take care of you. Mm. And but it's not always the same thing.
But many young people we hear are taking their lessons from porn. Is there a way the industry can assist younger people to learn more?
Oh, I think so very much. The thing is, and as you've just alluded to, when you see it all edited together, if young people are watching porn as sort of their introduction to sex education, because, I mean, you know, sex education is lacking enough, I mean, let alone for gay and lesbian youth. If a gay kid is going to watch this as their introduction to porn, all they're going to see is lube it up and stick it in, essentially. They don't get any of the health education. They don't get any of the importance of regular, you know, health screenings and you know, prep where it's available for us or post-exposure profile. They don't get any of that information. All they see is what they see on the screen. And without that background, they're not going to know that that's important. They're just going to lube it up and stick it in themselves when they...
And I guess that's one of the reasons why programs like this are so important. So it is Radiothon Week. 1-300-569-949 is the number to call to sign up as a member. Or you can also head to the website joy.org.au.
Smoothly done, James.
Yeah, because, you know... We need that, because otherwise we wouldn't be here and these guys wouldn't be there and we wouldn't have these conversations and shit would happen and we would have no responsibility or any way of fixing it. And so that's why hide and seek's really important, James. But that's another thing. Now, Jesse, your work with Titan and Dirk, your work with Titan. Titan is a very interesting house. I've spent some time working for them myself in a marketing capacity here in Australia and had the great privilege of touring some of their biggest stars back in the day. How's the studio going these days? Because it's a very different world than it was 5 years ago.
It is a very different world, and the industry has suffered over the last several years with the proliferation of amateur porn and sites like XTube. The studio now does a lot of on-location filming. They don't have the studio space in San Francisco anymore, but we do a lot of filming down in Southern California and in Palm Springs specifically. And I actually enjoy that quite a bit. Filming in the studios is very nice. It's a controlled atmosphere, but I think going out into people's homes and outside and I think it opens up a lot more possibilities for the scenes themselves, and I'm really enjoying a lot of the things that we've been doing.
The industry's changed a lot just in terms of the way the cash flows in and flows out. Used to be the Titans scenes were famous for having two cum shots, and that had to be filmed over 2 days because of course your capacitors have to recharge again in between. That got to be a little more expensive than they could really afford in this new day of internet streaming media and so forth. So they changed to the format which so many other studios use of a scene a day with one cum shot per actor, and it's worked for them really well. Mm-hmm. They've the industry changes, you adapt and move on and hopefully survive, and that's what they're doing.
It's not an easy space to survive these days as a studio, to maintain that credibility and that edge, particularly as a studio that has such authentic and such an integrity around its stars and its promotion of safer sex, protected sex.
Exactly.
It's a more and more difficult space to make a buck in, I would suggest.
Bareback porn does sell. That's simply the business truth of the matter. It has come to the point at which safer sex, gay porn studios are distinctly in the minority and a fading one little by little. So,
And rapidly so.
Right. And yeah. So, what the future is, I couldn't tell you. The fact that they're actually stabilized and doing well after what's been a rough couple of years is really heartening to see.
It certainly
is. But we're also seeing some new creativity in terms of how they produce content and
distribute content as well.
Exactly.
There's some new methods that they're employing which are helping.
Which they've had to do because, their traditional streams like having territories like Australia no longer exist. Tough space, space.
You've only got about 10 minutes to join us on...
To thank us, actually.
To what?
Thank us.
Thank us.
By becoming a member.
By becoming a member, that's right. joy.org.au or go to 1300JOY949.
It is just $72 to join up as a single member, $96 if you're a family, and rest assured, our definition of family encompasses everything. You can also make your pets join, you can make your stuffed animal join. They can't vote, but they can be a member.
You can make your pups join. We had pup play a few weeks ago.
You could stuff an animal and join it.
Join your pups up, join your kittens up.
Yeah.
For all your anthropomorphic personifications, they can join too.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9, Hide and Seek Radiothon Edition. You have only a couple of minutes to get in touch with us and become a member during our show.
1300 569 949 is the number to call, or you can do it online, joy.org.au.
Don't forget, dollar for dollar donation is happening on Friday morning. So just do your donations then. Become a member right now.
James, would you like to join me around here? We want to thank both Dirk and Jesse for being our guests here on this madcap edition of Hide and Seek. You can catch the boys at Manhouse this Sunday for, what is the seminar, guys?
It's called Two Bears or More. It's a seminar about navigating relationships of two or more open relationships, three ways. We're going to be talking about non-traditional relationship structures. That's from 1 to 3 on Sunday afternoon at Manhouse.
And we want to thank the Victorian AIDS Council and their Down and Dirty program for bringing the boys out here to Australia. downanddirty.org.au is the website for
go there to register for the workshop.
For the workshop. And,
please.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for being a part of our mad Radiothon edition.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much for having us here. This has been great fun. Thank you.
James, you're now someone important here at this station.
I've always been someone important. I don't remember that.
That's putting me in my place. Because there was a man sitting opposite me that was once important who's now nobody. And then there was you that was sitting opposite me who was nobody and now you're important. I'm just wondering...
You're not the center of the universe, Dean. It's fine.
When do I become important?
No, just keep working, Dean. Keep working.
You still have the most shows on Joy.
Yeah.
This station still has more Dean Beck.
You've got to talk in. Have you done radio before?
This station still has more Dean Beck than any other radio station.
Boom tish. Now, we want you to become a member of this station to keep me on air. 1-300-569-949. David's on the phones, your membership calls.
And we need you to become members so we can continue this conversation we have every week about sex, sexuality and self, as Dirk and Jesse have highlighted tonight. Conversations around sex, sexuality and self need to continue at all levels. So,
and we've done a pretty good job at bringing it to the airwaves.
We have.
We're very willing to try things out for science and the we're willing to put things into practice and come back and review them for you.
And for a substantial donation, we'll even give it a go with you if you like. So sure. There you go. 1-300, but do that on Friday and just mention my name or something. It's probably best for us to sign it off there. Thank you very much for being a part of this wonderful Radiothon edition for 2015. And in the meantime...
Yes, we should say, of course, big thank you to David, our podcaster, who's out in the phone room at the moment. All our podcasts are at joy.org.au/hide-and-seek.
Big thank you to the boys tonight. Exactly. Thank you to Avi Miller, James Finlay. Are you still going to do this show, or are you too important now?
We'll see.
Right. I'm Dean Beck. You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on Air.
All our social media links are at our website, joy.org.au/hide-and-seek.
Till next time, keep well, take care, bye-bye.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hide-and-seek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.